It's Thursday, January 23rd, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Amazon's next move in the battle over Jedi, privacy controls appear to be making a difference, and a tale of two approaches to security researchers. This is the Business of Tech. Amazon said Wednesday it has filed its motion to pause work on the Pentagon's Joint Enterprise Defense Infrastructure, or JEDI, cloud computing contract, which was awarded to Microsoft in October over Amazon. Amazon alleges that political interference influenced the decision. The next step would be a possible injunction. Microsoft and the Pentagon are in the early planning phase of the contract and agreed to go slow until February 11th. So why do we care? This is about the validation of cloud infrastructure, both in market position and in technology. Microsoft has invested heavily to grow their Azure business, and this award is a big deal. Channelnomics brings up the impact to Microsoft's partner community and the downstream impact this has on federal partners. That's a good point, both from the validation and the work itself. The proceedings here should give us insights into thinking of the award too, which I expect to be quite educational. Slow moving, but this story will tell us a lot about the cloud marketplace. Changes to privacy controls appear to be having some impact. From Fast Company, quote, "Since the launch of iOS 13 last fall, the amount of background location data that marketers collect has dropped by 68%, according to Location Sciences, a firm that helps marketers analyze location data. Location Sciences also found that foreground data sharing, which occurs only when an app is open, dropped by 24%. A Google spokesman tells Fast Company that when Android users have the option to share only location data when they're actively using an app, they choose that option about half the time. Digiday reported last week that apps are now seeing opt-in rates under 50% for collecting location data when they're not in use, according to the CEO of the ad tech business, Timo." End quote. So why do we care? If you don't believe you can make a difference, well, here's data that says you can. These are technology choices, not decisions set in stone. This may be a privacy arms race, but at the same time, there are solutions to be had, and I continue to maintain that customers want them, and there's opportunity here. Next, a story of contrasting patches. Cisco is urging customers to update Firepower Management Center after users informed it of a critical bug in LDAP authentication from an external authentication server. The researcher who reported the flaw has released proof-of-concept exploit code. ConnectWise Control, used by at least 100,000 users managing millions of endpoints, has been discovered to have 8 security flaws used for an attack chain to hijack managed systems, according to security consultant Bishop Fox. ConnectWise has announced that they have solved 6 of the issues, plan to fix the 7th, and call the 8th a feature, not a bug, and the company believes the final item does not pose a credible threat to users of the product. The conversation turned a little contentious, Bishop Fox Associate Vice President of Consulting Daniel Wood told CRN. A threat of defamation and libel did come up in that conversation. "That immediately concerned us," Wood said. "We absolutely stand behind the researchers we have and support them. As long as they follow our policies and procedures, and we do things by the book, then we're always going to support them and stand up for them. If someone is threatening litigation, that's only going to make us double down on protecting our researchers, consultants, and our company." So why do we care? Let me be clear that this section is my opinion, because it's clear some get litigious. I've been talking a lot about ethics, privacy, and security on this podcast and in other venues. When a security researcher approaches you, there are already well-established practices for engagements. Threatening lawsuits is not one of them. Last week, I reported on the NSA working with Microsoft. Here, Cisco works with a researcher to identify and fix the problem. The one answer that didn't come up is threats of defamation and libel. I say wrong answer. The correct answer is as follows.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Now to the takeaway. Security is ultimately everyone's responsibility along the chain, and if you're concerned about the security of your customers, you will need to make judgment call about which companies you trust and which do not have your back. If you don't trust a supplier or vendor, you can experience now via switching or pain later of a breach, because everyone gets breached. Today's episode is brought to you by MSP Radio, my new company behind the podcast. If you like this podcast and are finding value in the content, here are 3 things you can do to help me out in my new venture. First, sign up for the newly launched newsletter at mspradio.com. Each week, you'll get summaries of stories, videos going deeper into some of the news, and updates on upcoming appearances and streaming events. Second, share the podcast and the newsletter with one or two colleagues. You know somebody who could use a quick 5-minute insight into the technology services and what the news means to them, so send them information about the show. Finally, to get involved with that conversation, follow us on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Movie quotes 2 days in a row. Who says commentary can't be a little bit of fun, too? Appreciate the opportunity to give you my insights every single day. Thank you for listening, and I will talk to you tomorrow.